Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Sukkah, daf, Lama daf, begin on the base. Begin the Tais Nasa, the beginning was the Gemara, Nafkamin Legitin Nashim. The difference is related to the documents of women, to know which one's Bobble, which one's Borsa. Get a page of like Rashi explains. Get the Kamala Paragon, the Gitin, we know the rule is in the first Paragon of Raman, all of the Bobble characters, all the Gitin. They ain't talking like that, you don't have to say, but I'm like an Eretz, so, because I have both reasons. First of all, the Shechim is Hifta. Since there's many yeshivas who became Lashma, and they're well versed in the law of Lashma. There's also witnesses that are able to go and verify because they're always traveling. Mine Mashakar and Bursiv, and that's what we call Bursiv, the Mishnah Shema. We changed the name, so it's important to know which one's bubble, which one's not. Now, Basayt Ben Amalikin, Tez points out that in Shabbos of the Mavon Bereis, Perish Oid Lashon HaKharashi gives a different interpretation. I said, but that mean the difference is Lin Shmoy Ushma, to his name and her name, Hashem Ira, Hashem Ira, and name of his city and her city. Which you have to know which is the real city, bubble or Bursiv. So it says, well, it's not possible because the bubble who Shema Medina, name of the country, the Amalek, the Muslim, Gedush, and Mayanav, and Av, Eitzol, Isl, bubble, which is the name of a country, is considered as inferior to bubble, which is the country. And moreover, Ein Kaisin Shem Medin Megillah, Shem Eir, only the name of the country in the get, only the name of the city. So obviously, it cannot be that that's the relevancy of bubble and Borsiv, if bubble's name of a country, which is not written in the get anyway. Continue with next taste of Master, beginning with the word of the Gemara, it's Anaf Eitz Avos, three terminologies. That Shleisha, that tells us that you have to have three Hadassim, which Pesach recurrence. Rashi explains this, Anaf is Chad, Eitz is Chad, Anaf is Chad. Shleisha is a tema to one, because the L previously ended up with Mavis and Bezo, given the Gemara told us, Anaf Eitz, what does that mean? Shanaf of Chayfin is Eitzel, has to be the type of species that the branches cover its wood. And with the Shin Nami Eitz Avos, which is Kalua, I mean, Kalia has to be braid, pleated like a braid. So, you're already saying, you're already using the words for other things. How can you use each word to tell your drasha how many of the species you need to have? This is because it says, we begin to say, and say that if you darsh the words, each one, so then you should also include, then you should have three esregim. You should say pre etzadr, shlesha. Same like saying enough etzadr. Unless it's sufficient, what you can say is, the drasha the etzadr shinan. No, from the drasha of etz we darshan. And that we say by pre eitz hadash etam eitz aperishavim, the taste of its fruits and taste of its bark is the same. And if again, it's not over there; it's not extra to darshan that you need three esregim. Soon left next taste of master begin with the word the gemara abe nachal. It says plural to tell you time that you need two aravas. Now, says places fill in this and kama adasim kama adabas balulav. The truth is, although we're saying you need two arabas and three adasim, even if you put many adasim, many arabas in the lulav, ends about this, they're not considered about taisiv. Fill in the mitzvah, even according to one that holds, you have to bind it together. And you think, okay, now it's part of the mitzvah, it's adding on more than we're supposed to add. No, elmkin mitzvah minachad. The only problem is if you add on a different species. Kabisha said, but like the Gemara says, have a chatras and a base, as Tesh explains, even maskalim and all. The about taisiv is only, not when you do one mitzvah two times, rather it's adding on something different. And then it would be a problem about Taisim. I'm going to make Taisim ask at the beginning with the words of the Gemara, Shtei Lekicha Tama. It has to be a full taking. Which the Gemara said, therefore, if you're missing one of the Dalminim, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, because it's not a full taking. And so it says, my time and I'm Paslina and Esrik Chazir. That's the same reason why we invalidate when the Esrik is missing a piece of it, from the Lekicha Tama. It's not a full taking. Now, Ubiyim Shein Lekashin, but on the second day of Yom Tov, we're not concerned. Because although wait a second, we are particular about the four species, you can't take less than that. Aren't they both learned from Lekach Tam and Lekicha Tam? So it says, with time and production, he said, I really explained the reason for the discrepancy in the beginning of the Pekka, the Bechav Tesma Beis, and the Bemaschal Be'inu. Now, Obakum Mitzvah, Abba Teis says, in Menachat of Bechav Zayim and Av Masik, the Gemara concludes, the Odmak, the Adodi, this, that all the Damim are integral one for the other, Lashon El Shein Loi. That's only if you don't have the other species. But usually, if you have it, Ema Akut Sama Akut. What does that mean? So Pirsh Melchus Gedez in Bahagi explains Ema Akvin, it doesn't hold back. Meaning, the Leitim, you shouldn't say Adam Mahag, but Lohuba, the Adodi, that you're not going to fulfill until you lift them up together. Even if you lift up each one individually, it's going to be okay. That's what it means, Nama Akvin, the Kamala, Nunuba, and Chorhegi, because we hold them, there's nobody bound together, so you can take them up separately. So it says, that's a wonder to say that, because keeping the Kula Mitzah Achas, since all one Mitzah, how could help when it's consecutive and not simultaneous? But Rabbi Nitam Megiba Sefer, Rabbi Nitam edits in his Sefer that Lo Yishanu De Ma'akvin Mishum Tama. We didn't say it's Ma'akvin because of Tama. Elish Ein Loi only if he doesn't have it. Abi Yeshlam Be has it. Tama it's complete. Meaning Af Bishul Chibur Be Egdim. Means that even if you didn't connect it with a bundle, I mean like the Moses Not Lamigim Without Tali Darsh Rabban Lekicha Lekicha. Rabban did not expound Lekicha Lekicha. It has to be bound. Now the Rida did Darsh Lekicha. According to Rida, who expounds that Lekicha, that you have to have it bound like by the Ezot. Mashmalik will have a Tama. Yeah, he holds it. It's not going to be Tzidlik Kiratama until he's bound. And that's what we're saying, the Kuntra Banan, when we say it doesn't have to be, when we say it's not ma'akev, if you have it, it means that you don't have to bind it together. But of course, it'll be taken at one time. The Kuntra makes taste of the Masa, to begin with the words of the Gemara, religious look, Rabbi Kiva, to make Kotzei. So why doesn't he expound like Rabbi Kiva, who's even more lenient to really scare off those who are selling that I should make it a fair market price? Which says, Tim, it's a wonder. Holy spirit, like Rabbi Kiva, but that's, it doesn't look like Rabbi Kiva. Like Rabbi Tarfin. So what's the Gemara asking? He should have said like the more lenient interpretation of Rabbi Kiva. And that's the taste of so much you can say is like this. Cholzim and Adik, you're right, this is all from the inference, Shabalachich, the Shmuel Tameh, that the Gemara is coming to prove that Shmuel goes according to his reasoning, meaning the Kreb Tarfin Tzvili that he holds, the Kreb Tarfin, from the fact that he was trying to intimidate the sellers that he's going to expand the Kreb Tarfin, obviously all the Kreb Tarfin, because if you think he's scaring them with something he doesn't really hold of, halachically, because the Shem Kreb is all, they should sell at a cheap price, that was the Gemara's point. Then he should have scared him with even a bigger leniency, as Rabbi Kiva was more lenient. And that's what the Duch of the Gemara rejects that proof and says, no, Adarabba. It's not a proof. Because actually, Mafakti Tvei Rab Tarfin. Maybe it doesn't hold like Rab Tarfin. And actually, Rab Tarfin is the more intimidating factor. Because yes, to get three Hadassim, if they're all cut on the top, is more common than one that's not cut on the top. And the Ma'olim, like Tishma, the Sub of Rab Tarfin, then we cannot infer that he holds like Rab Tarfin. But Emiya Kasha Batei says, it is difficult. Why? Because in Perikol Shad, the Gemara Pesachim of Lamed Amalav Mekderis BePesach, where it talks about the pats relating to Pesach. The Meshmo Shmuel says, "Mashul Huadacha Pesach, leave it over the pats until after Pesach. But then you could use Bim B'Minyan, Bim Shlem B'Minyan, whether it's the same pieces, different pieces." I mean, the Gemara tells about the Shmuel Tamei Shmuel goes according to his reasoning. The Meshmo Shmuel says, "Lahanu the Mezav Nikandi to those who sold the pats." Says a similar thing. Ashur is a Menaychi, a different Yamtiv. Pesach 6 months later in Pesach, not Sukkot. Ashur is a Menaychi. Even out your prices. If not, they just look at Luchu Gav Shimon and expound like Rav Shimon. Claim in other words, the Shari Chomets Akha Pesach, that he permits Chomets that was left of a Pesach if it's not visible, which therefore everyone could use their old pots. Now, Mashmah had, he sounds like explicitly, that he's not going to go ahead and intimidate with something that he doesn't hold like, because he's warning them. He wouldn't warn them in something that he doesn't hold like the halacha is like, because here they are, they're going to use these pots. So therefore, there's no proof that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. Now, from this maskana of Al-Gemar, it sounds like, the way Tosfos said, it's possible that he would intimidate even by something that he doesn't hold like that. And that's what Tosfos Shmuel, you could say, is the host of, no, but they why would he intimidate with something he doesn't hold like? Because the B'Shlema HaChamat L'Mem Doi Mefchid, right, you could say over here that he would intimidate them, Tishim Kubizal, so that they should sell for a cheaper price. But they have mitzvah, that you could have the mitzvah that people need for the mitzvah, the alminim, that the hadassim will be mitzvah, and that they won't hold back because of the expensive price. They have psachim, there's no mitzvah to purchase pots after Pesach. And if he didn't hold like Reb Shimon, the chametz after this man would be mutter, so then he wouldn't intimidate with that. But the fact that he intimidated, like he said, like Reb Shimon, yeah, obviously he holds like Reb Shimon, but that's not a riot from over here. But then says to him, you're going to say that based on what we had said, that we thought to say, that over here, by the Hadassim of the Lulav, V'isabla Kerb Tarfin, if he holds the Kerb Tarfin, that's what the Gemara is trying to prove. And they was one that he's going to expound like them. So why is he only intimidating that if they're going to sell for expensive price, then he's going to sell the Kerb Tarfin? What do you mean? Let's just look at what he say. If that's actually as he holds, the Gemara thought to say, so why didn't he just say the Drasha? Forget about the charging expensive. Halachically, everyone should know. That's what the Gemara asked over there in Perkel Shah. Well, Mishan, the Gemara answers, you're right, it's a good question. Asked the Rav, but that was the locale of Rav, and therefore didn't want to say Nalikim. But over here it's difficult because why didn't he dash? And you're right, the look like a tariff. Forget about that people are charging high prices because that's what he holds like. And that's the situation. What you can say is the Hacha Niach. Now here, he left from dashing Shmuel like Rav Tarfin because Mishim Hidim Mitzvah, because he wants people to try to get those that are not cut up at the top, even though presumably he held like that. Now, but it's Babas in the beginning, Babas the payment out of Gabadunya, the Akfe, the Vinam Abed Rechesab, that he surrounded Ravina on all four sides with his own property. He was coming to Rabba, and he came in from the Rabba, where, okay, now he wants him to share in the price. Now he fenced him in. He made boundaries with him. Baman, he said, Zil Paisab, my defiance, go appease him with what he's willing to be appeased with. And if not, I'm going to judge you according to Rav Huna, according to Rav Yosi. Dama that he says that if someone, if the one who's in the inner property revealed that he's okay with the fences, he has to give his portion, everything according to what was fenced in, mashalei dunlei. So then the question that has bothered is, so why didn't he? And why shouldn't he have to if that's the halacha? So the Tais says, oh, that's, you're right. Although if that's halacha, similar to the question we're asking, then you should darshan not just as an intimidation factor, as l'fish in the spice Ravina, because Ravina was appeased, and he was forgiving to do it even for less than that. Like he said, and you should give him how much he's just willing to be protected, and he doesn't have to give his fair share. But you're right, if he wasn't appeased, then he would have expounded the halacha according to what it is, and he would have to actually share in those the prices the way Ravina says, according to Rav Yosi.